It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good afternoon and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I look forward to helping you today in meeting all of your real estate objectives. In a few minutes, I'm going to be introducing my very special in-studio guest, but first want to remind you that, as always, we have some very useful information segments ahead in the show, including an interesting and very timely interview on, believe it or not, why you need to think about protecting your home with flood insurance. Also in the second half of the show, during our Open House of the Week segment, we'll be featuring a unique home that you may just want to visit today as you're out driving around Santa Fe. Also, please go to our website if you need some detailed real estate information or wish to schedule a meeting with me or one of my broker colleagues to discuss your own real estate situation. Go to www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and we'll have all the information that you need on any of those real estate questions that you might have. So please join us here on All Things Real Estate by dialing Talk 1260 KTRC at 505-473-5722. Or you can email me, Ray Post, with your questions and comments at rpost@sfrp.com. As you know, we like to begin the show with some state of the market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, who is the advisor to All Things Real Estate. Andrew is going to talk to us today about some so-called non-conforming loan programs, alternative loan programs that could actually be important to you. Good afternoon, Andrew. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Ray. Yes, I thought I'd talk about the other conforming loan, which is FHA. FHA stands for Federal Housing Administration, and is sort of considered by some as the today's subprime loan. It's different. It does some things that the Fannie Freddie conforming loan can't do or doesn't do, and it provides opportunity for certain homeowners or buyers. The good news, FHA goes up to $427,500 on a single-family home. It will allow as little as 3.5% down payment. That money has to come directly from the borrower. It can't be a gift. And it will allow FICO scores as low as 620. I do have a portfolio FHA lender who will go down to, 580, but 620 is usually the norm. And notable of that 620 is that there's no pricing penalty, as there is with a Fannie Freddie loan. By the way, Fannie Freddie loans have a cutoff at about 660. It must be full doc, and the total debt to income can be no more than 45%. So that's the good news. Now, there is some bad news, and that is that FHA requires a funding fee of 1.75%, which is added onto the loan and is financed by FHA. And they require a mortgage insurance premium of 0.55% per year. Now, that's lower than it would be in if you could get a market rate in mortgage insurance, but it still adds on. And it stays on the loan regardless of the loan-to-value. Fannie Freddie-type loans go, the mortgage insurance will go away where the loan-to-value gets down to 78%, but not with FHA. And then the other issue is that the rate can be higher. It has run recently as high as 0.5%. Today it's almost the same as a Fannie Freddie loan. FHA does not comply with the same appraisal conditions that conforming loans do, but they do require the same disclosures that we talked about last week. With conforming loans only going to 90%, because the mortgage insurance companies will not issue mortgage insurance above that, FHA is one of the few games in town that will allow people to buy their houses with less money down. It's my first alternative to a conforming loan, and There are a lot of lenders out there. They're pretty aggressive with it, and people are interested. They can call me.
And as always, Andrew, very good counsel. This is obviously a loan program that is good for some people who fall into that category that maybe can't meet the standards for regular conforming loans. I also understand that there is a FHA program, a home modification program that's coming online on August 15th, and the objective is to help borrowers who are in default to modify their mortgage and create an affordable payment. That should be a good program, shouldn't it?
That, and there's also one of the other things that I didn't have time to talk about, and we can talk about it another time, is what's called the FHA 203K, which is tantamount to giving you down payment or the ability to buy a house and renovate it. We'll talk about that next week because I think it's a very, very interesting loan program, especially when you can't find construction funds from the local banks.
Absolutely. Well, let's save that for next week, as you said, Andrew. Again, Andrew Hoffman, our advisor here on All Things Real Estate. Thanks so much for chatting with us today. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks again. Bye.
Bye-bye. I'd like to introduce my special in-studio guest. I have Ian McGilvery, who is the Business Development Officer for Los Alamos National Bank, here in the studio with me today. Los Alamos National Bank, as you all know, is one of the sponsors of All Things Real Estate. And we're delighted to have you on the show today, Ian.
Well, thank you. Good afternoon, Ray.
You're a native.
Correct.
And I'm reading from your bio here. You have a five-year-old daughter.
I do.
And I'm going to end right there and let you talk now. Tell me a little bit more for the listeners' benefit why you're here in New Mexico, why you're at Los Alamos National Bank, and a little bit more about your background.
Absolutely. Well, I've been in the mortgage industry for about 15 years. I've been at brokerage firms. I've helped run wholesale and correspondent departments for some national lenders, and I saw an opportunity to help Los Alamos National Bank further develop their real estate, their residential real estate mortgage programs.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why you've been there about a year and a half?
That's correct.
And I see from your bio here that you were actually with Thornburg for a while, and that must have been an interesting experience.
It was a great learning experience.
I'm sure it was. Well, a great company, great name, gone through some they went through some difficult times last year, at least on the home mortgage side, but the investment side is quite strong, isn't it?
Yeah, the investment side, I mean, they're taking some hits as the decline in the stock market, but overall they're doing fine.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have a lot of ground we want to cover today on a variety of financing issues. I think maybe a place to start would be to talk a little bit about, as the business development officer for Los Alamos National Bank, what some of the special financing options are that are available to borrowers who come to your bank that are out there in the current marketplace.
Well, two of the things we've been focusing on recently, trying to address some shortcomings in the market, in the financing market, are jumbo financing, as well as condominium financing.
And you have to define, again, we like to do this sort of real estate 101.
Absolutely.
Everyone sort of knows what or has heard what a jumbo financing is, but tell the listeners exactly what that is.
Pretty much that's all loans that are, and depending on who you talk to, $417,000 or $427,000. So basically anything above $417,000 qualifies as a jumbo mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes that special is it means that they're not guaranteed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or FHA, depending on any of those government or semi-government agencies. Because of that, basically how the funds were typically raised in the past were they'd put the loans together, securitize them as what most people have heard, MBSs or mortgage-backed securities. Unfortunately, because of the dislocation in the financial markets, there hasn't been a securitization of jumbo loans for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So that means most lenders really don't have the funds available out of pocket without being able to sell those loans to investors to fund new jumbo loans.
Uh-huh.
So recognizing that Santa Fe is largely, there's quite a few $500,000 plus homes in our market.
Mm-hmm.
We're very much a second home community for upper end housing.
Right.
We wanted to try and step in and fill some of that gap of not people not having financing available.
So how specifically is Los Alamos National Bank doing that in the face of not having these securitized funds?
Well, mostly we're able to fund these in out of our deposits, basically out of our depository base, because we know the local market. We're comfortable. The other concern, obviously, has been the declining values in a lot of different markets. We're fairly comfortable, and we know our local market well enough to know when and how much we want to lend on particular properties, and also depending on the strength of the borrower. Mm-hmm. So, depending on the loan amounts and the overall credit quality, we're still willing to go up to 80% on loans up to $1 million, $1.5 million, and then it starts declining a little bit from a loan-to-value basis when you start going over that amount. Mm-hmm. But it's more competitive than what you're seeing most other lenders offer at this time.
And with that, Ian, have you also changed some of the requirements, though, for someone who comes in to get that kind of a loan? Is it harder to get it? Are there more stringent requirements?
No, not necessarily. We've pretty much kept to our normal underwriting requirements. Typically, credit scores our minimum is 620. We like to see 660, 680, especially on that size of a mortgage. And then we look for 3 months deposits or 3 months of payments in reserves, mm-hmm. at least. And other than that, just have to have the biggest thing usually is the down payment when you're looking at properties that size. And we'll look at debt ratios around 40 to 45% is kind of our maximum total debt ratio.
Okay. So that's the upper end of the market, jumbo loans. Let's talk about the rest of the folks out there who maybe aren't looking for a jumbo loan. They want to buy a condominium.
Well, condos, as Santa Fe also is a very large condo market, and a lot of that is due to the price of land is quite high in Santa Fe, and one of the ways to address that is obviously to have much higher density, and obviously condos are one of the easier ways to address that. Recently, due to problems on condos in Florida and other areas, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, again, those regulatory agencies, have very much started to review and be much more conservative on their lending practices for condominiums. Mm-hmm. So as a reaction to that, especially on new condominiums that are just being developed
new construction
and or condominiums that don't have at least 50% of the people as primary residences or second homes, or mm-hmm. those are kind of the big touch points on condos these days.
I'm starting to get some emails here, Ian, from folks. Betty just sent one in to me, and what I think I'm going to do, though, is before we take Betty's email, which speaks directly to your condominium issue, Gino Thompson, my producer, I'm going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. Please stay tuned. We'll be back. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today we're talking with Ian McGilvery of Los Alamos National Bank. He's the business development officer for the bank, talking about a number of financing issues. Before we go back to that conversation, I want to ask you, are you thinking about building a new home, updating the one that you're in, or converting your garage into a living space, or building a guest house? Well, choosing a contractor is an important decision, and that's why I recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. Now is a really excellent time to start your project with Major Development and enjoy 15% off of their standard rates. Please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019 for their free consultation, or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net to learn about all of their custom home building services. Jeff and Dina Major are also sponsors of All Things Real Estate, and they are prominently featured on our radio show webpage, so you can check them out there as well. Anyway, back to my conversation with Ian McGilvery of Los Alamos National Bank. We've talked about condo financing. We've talked about jumbo loans. Let's talk about something that's in the news. Not that those aren't, but really hot in the news now, and that's this whole home modification program. As we know, Ian, the president announced the plan called the Home Affordable Modification Program in March, and at that time he said that it was going to help 4 million homeowners avoid foreclosure, but that group hasn't quite met the 4 million number, has it?
Well, no, and it's for multiple reasons.
Okay, and that's why we're listening, and people are going to be moving closer to the radio because this is something that impacts on so many folks.
I mean, one thing to keep in mind is it took 2 to 3 years to originate a large percent of the mortgages that probably need assistance and modification. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a while for there to be enough people to handle the number of requests coming across and for companies to ramp up to handle the number of requests. Mm-hmm. Also, you have to remember, this is actually moving incredibly fast for a government-sponsored program. Typically, government programs don't move at the speed of light.
Mm-hmm. Now, I used to work in government, so be careful.
It's taken them a little while, and I mean, literally, the website for us to upload the information really just became available in a concise format a month ago.
Right. Okay.
So there's a bit of back and forth of us, you know, banks and servicers being able to ramp up their systems to handle the number of requests, but then also the instructions we're getting from the federal government and from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac on how to do these modifications, it's changing rapidly, and it's taking us a little while to make sure that we're getting the correct information to the government.
Is the playing field changing dramatically from when the president first announced this back in March, or is it just enough of a tweaking that it causes you guys, you know, additional paperwork?
Lots of nuances that changes the paperwork. Mm-hmm. I mean, from stacking order of what disclosures you have to give somebody first, all the way to actually what indexes to use when you're figuring out the interest rate and slight changes to, you know, what date do you use.
Right.
It's the devil's in the details, and there's a lot of detail.
And for people that are out there listening, okay, that's the headline, but what does that mean to me here sitting in Santa Fe? As a homeowner, what does the loan modification program, what could it mean to me?
Well, primarily it's targeted, at least the HAMP program. There are other modification programs being sponsored by both Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and other loan servicers, but this particular program, which the government is sponsoring, basically is aiming at trying to get people, if you are delinquent on a mortgage or think you may become delinquent within the next 90 days,
mm-hmm.
it gives you an avenue, and they call it a waterfall effect. First, they'll approach it. They want to get you to a 31% debt ratio on your housing payment.
Now, explain what you mean by that.
That means 31% of your income mm-hmm. is going to your home payment, and that includes your principal, interest, tax, and insurance.
I see. And what is it typically?
That's what they'd like everyone to be at is between 31 and 40, 32, 40 is kind of the range.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people did stated income loans. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were approving people for up to 50, 60% debt ratios.
Which is part of the reason we're in the problem we're in today.
Or you were in an ARM, and now the rates
have gone up
or you were in interest-only, and the rates have gone up mm-hmm. because you're no longer at interest-only. So it's really looking to bring that housing ratio down to 31%. And we try and achieve that in a waterfall effect. First, we decrease the interest rate to 2% mm-hmm. for the first 5 years, and then the interest rate will slowly ratchet up, basically into the mid-fives.
And that 2% is for everybody?
Well, it depends. Okay. We'll just take it down until we get it to a 31% debt ratio.
I see.
Once we get it there, we fix it for 5 years, and then after that five years, it will steadily go up to what the market rate is right now, which is about 5.5%.
Are you finding that consumers are aware of this loan modification program?
No, there's a lot of confusion about this versus there was also a refinance program that was announced.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the government keeping the interest rates low, you know, mm-hmm. basically buying down the interest rates, as well as allowing people who might be negative in equity, if it's an existing Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan, they can approach their servicer and say, I want to refinance at existing interest rates, and they won't really get beat up for the fact that they're at 120% loan to value.
Right, servicer being the bank.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But that has to be a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan for that refinance program. The modification is a little bit more wide open, but again, you have to be in imminent default.
I
mean, you have to really be in financial trouble. We've seen a lot of people apply that they've got, you know, a couple $100,000 in the bank, and they're saying, well, I'm not going to be able to make our payment, and it's hard for us to believe that if they're sitting on $150,000.
I see. Yeah, well, that does create a problem for you guys to believe that particular person's storyline. So the bottom line with the loan modification is, A, there have been, as you said, some nuances in changing the the way the program is being administered or needs to be administered by you folks. Mm-hmm. So that's requiring some additional paperwork application. That's slowing things down. Number two is, the number two is that people need to understand what this program's all about, and there's been perhaps not no one's fault necessarily, but
no.
A better education process has to be done. Are you guys actually going, Chris, you're waiting for people that are imminent and potential default, so do you can sort of, it's hard to know that necessarily, isn't it?
We're allowed to send letters to people who are currently delinquent on their mortgages.
Yeah.
If they're not currently delinquent, we really can't solicit on this program.
I see.
People have to come to us if they think they're going to be delinquent on it.
And the message, and we actually, Steve Wells, the president of Los Alamos National Bank, when he was on the show in June, we talked a lot about don't wait until you're in that 11th hour. I mean, I think a lot of people are afraid, they're ashamed, they don't understand, and then all of a sudden it's on top of them, and the banks have no choice but to proceed with, you know, going towards the default and foreclosure, short sale, whatever it might be. So the message here is get to the bank sooner rather than later.
The sooner the better, because there is some time. We have to collect certain financial information. We have to do some, you know, we have to pull a new credit report. I mean, we have to confirm some of the information that you're giving us. So the process can take a couple weeks for us to assess your situation, see where your property value is. I mean, there's a lot of requirements we have to fulfill in order for the government to recognize that this modification fits into the program.
Mm-hmm.
And then if bringing the interest rate down to 2% isn't enough, we can actually extend the amortization out mm-hmm. to 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that will help lower the payment further. So there's further steps we can do depending on the individual situation.
Before we started the show, we were talking about the fact that, and thank you, whoever is looking over us for this being the case, but Santa Fe is not like a lot of other markets, South Florida, Phoenix, Southern California, where people are facing this kind of default situation, foreclosures. So in essence, the loan modification program maybe has less of an impact here in New Mexico, Santa Fe in particular, because there are fewer people that are facing that problem. Is that?
We're seeing, I mean, compared to national
yes.
statistics, we're seeing a much lower delinquency rate
mm-hmm.
than most. I mean, we're about half of what the national average is.
Mm-hmm.
So our employment, though high, I think at the last report was 7.2%, is still, what, running 3% below national average.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's still very high unemployment for our area, but we're not seeing as many foreclosures as a lot of areas in the country, which is good because foreclosures just drive your property value down. The
mm-hmm.
more foreclosures there are, the more downward pressure there is on values.
Right. Gino Thompson, my producer, I think that maybe we are up to a special segment, which is, yes, there's the music, and it's time for another useful insurance tip brought to you by our friends at Hub International. You know, the monsoon season is upon us, and as we say here in New Mexico, we sure can use the water, but sometimes we get more rain than we really bargained for, and wind up with damage to our property. Luckily, we have insurance to take care of that damage, or do we? Well, you know, your best possible solution to the answer to this question is to talk to your insurance agent. This week, I did just that, and I spoke to Bob Pratt, who is the account executive with Hub International, about ways to protect your home against damaging floods. Take a listen to what he shared with me. Bob, I've heard from more than one listener who has told me that during recent heavy rains, the water was so deep on their street that it was well over the curb and rushing into their yard. A few of these folks asked me if they really needed to be worried because they had good homeowners policy and plenty of coverage. But that may not necessarily be the case, right?
Actually, Ray, it could be a problem. Homeowners policies have a water damage exclusion. While not all damage from water is excluded, flood, surface water, and overflow of a body of water fit the definition of what's not covered. Out here, we seldom have the classic large rivers flooding out of their banks like the Midwest or the wind-driven waves of the Gulf Coast, but we do have plenty of streets and arroyos that carry lots of water during heavy rains, and that water doesn't always stay there.
Okay, Bob, but can a listener add flood damage coverage to their homeowner's policy?
No, Ray. Unfortunately, flood coverage cannot be added to a homeowner's policy.
Well, Bob, if that's the case, then what can a listener really do?
Well, it's easy, Ray. the listeners can buy specific coverage for flood damage. If a listener's community has agreed to certain Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, requirements, formerly HUD requirements, this has been around since the early 70s, then he or she can participate in the National Flood Insurance Program. It only covers flood, which is defined as complete inundation of two or more acres of land or two or more properties. Your personal property won't be the only one flooded under a flood policy. The maximum amount of coverage available is $250,000 for a dwelling and $100,000 for contents. For coverage above these dollar amounts, the listener can approach certain excess flood insurance carriers.
You know, Bob, I suspect that some of the listeners right here in Santa Fe will wonder whether getting flood insurance is really necessary. What's your best advice?
Well, Ray, it's important to remember that of the natural disasters that strike the U.S. each year, 80% are floods. 90% of these floods are not declared federal disasters, meaning government aid is not available. Only 10% of all structures exposed to flood loss are insured. What's truly important is that your listeners understand what potential they have to a flood loss and make an informed decision. It's also wise to remember that coverage in the National Flood Insurance Program, generally speaking, has a 30-day waiting period to be effective, unless it's in connection with a loan closing on the purchase of a piece of property. I suggest that your listeners discuss this matter with their insurance agent. An agent will be able to check the flood hazard boundary map or a flood insurance rate map to help any listener determine what his exposure is to potential flooding.
As always, great advice, Bob. And if you want more insurance tips, please go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon, and that will take you right to the Hub International logo. Yes, indeed, that was good advice from Bob Pratt at Hub International. We're going to take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Ian McGovery of Los Alamos National Bank. Please come back. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today we're talking with Ian McGovery of Los Alamos National Bank. He's the business development officer for the bank, talking about a number of financing issues. Before we go back to that conversation, I want to ask you, are you thinking about building a new home, updating the one that you're in, or converting your garage into a living space, or building a guest house? Well, you know, choosing a contractor is an important decision, and that's why I recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. Now is a really excellent time to start your project with Major Development and enjoy 15% off of their standard rates. Please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019 for their free consultation, or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net to learn about all of their custom home building services. Jeff and Dina Major are also sponsors of All Things Real Estate, and they are prominently featured on our radio show webpage, so you can check them out there as well. Anyway, back to my conversation with Ian McGovery of Los Alamos National Bank. We've talked about condo financing. We've talked about jumbo loans. Let's talk about something that's in the news. Not that those aren't, but really hot in the news now. And that's this whole home modification program. As we know, Ian, the president announced the plan called the Home Affordable Modification Program in March. And at that time, he said that it was going to help 4 million homeowners avoid foreclosure. But that group hasn't quite met the 4 million number, has it?
Well, no. And it's for multiple reasons.
Okay, and that's why we're listening, and people are going to be moving closer to the radio because this is something that impacts on so many folks.
I mean, one thing to keep in mind is it took 2 to 3 years to originate a large percent of the mortgages that probably need assistance in modification. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a while for there to be enough people to handle the number of requests coming across and for companies to ramp up to handle the number of requests. Mm-hmm. Also, you have to remember, this is actually moving incredibly fast for a government-sponsored program. Typically, government programs don't move at the speed of light.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, I used to work in government, so be careful.
It's taken them a little while, and I mean, literally, the website for us to upload the information
yes.
really just became available in a concise format a month ago.
Right. Okay.
So there's a bit of back and forth of us, you know, banks and servicers being able to ramp up their systems to handle the number of requests, but then also the instructions we're getting from the federal government and from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac on how to do these modifications, it's changing rapidly, mm-hmm. and it's taking us a little while to make sure that we're getting the correct information to the government.
Is the playing field changing dramatically from when the president first announced this back in March, or is it just enough of a tweaking that it causes you guys, you know, additional paperwork?
Lots of nuances that changes the paperwork. Mm-hmm. I mean, from stacking order of what disclosures you have to give somebody first, all the way to actually what indexes to use when you're figuring out the interest rate and slight changes to, you know, what date do you use.
Right.
It's the devil's in the details, and there's a lot of detail.
And for people that are out there listening, okay, that's the headline, but what does that mean to me here sitting in Santa Fe as a homeowner? What does the loan modification program, what could it mean to me?
Well, primarily it's targeted, at least the HAMP program. There are other modification programs being sponsored by both Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and other loan servicers, but this particular program, which the government is sponsoring, basically is aiming at trying to get people, if you are delinquent on a mortgage or think you may become delinquent within the next 90 days,
mm-hmm.
it gives you an avenue, and they call it a waterfall effect. First, they'll approach it. They want to get you to a 31% debt ratio on your housing payment.
Now, explain what you mean by that.
That means 31% of your income mm-hmm. is going to your home payment, and that includes your principal, interest, tax, and insurance.
I see. And what is it typically?
So that's what they'd like everyone to be at, is between 31 and 40, 32,
right.
40 is kind of the range.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people did stated income loans. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were approving people for up to 50, 60% debt ratios at different
times. Which is part of the reason we're in the problem we're in today.
Or you were in an ARM, and now the rates
have gone up
or you were in interest only, and the rates have gone up mm-hmm. because you're no longer at interest only. So it's really looking to bring that housing ratio down to 31%. And we try and achieve that basically in a waterfall effect. First, we decrease the interest rate to 2% mm-hmm. for the first 5 years, and then the interest rate will slowly ratchet up, basically into the mid-fives.
And that 2% is for everybody?
Well, it depends. Okay. We'll just take it down until we get it to a 31% debt ratio.
I see.
Once we get it there, we fix it for 5 years, and then it will. After that 5 years, it will steadily go up to what the market rate is right now, which is about 5.5%.
Are you finding that consumers are aware of this loan modification program?
No, there's a lot of confusion about this versus there was also a refinance program that was announced.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the government keeping the interest rates low, you know, mm-hmm. basically buying down the interest rates, as well as allowing people who might be negative in equity, if it's an existing Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan, they can approach their servicer and say, I want to refinance at existing interest rates, and they won't really get beat up for the fact that they're at 120% loan to value.
Right, servicer being the bank.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But that has to be a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan for that refinance program. The modification is a little bit more wide open, but again, you have to be in imminent default. You have to really be in financial trouble. We've seen a lot of people apply that they've got, you know, a couple $100,000 in the bank, and they're saying, well, I'm not going to be able to make a payment, and it's hard for us to believe that if they're sitting on $150,000.
I see. Yeah, well, that does create a problem for you guys to believe that particular person's storyline. So the bottom line with the loan modification is, A, there have been, as you said, some nuances in changing the way the program is being administered or needs to be administered by you folks,
mm-hmm.
so that's requiring some additional paperwork application. That's slowing things down. Number two is, the number two is that people need to understand what this program is all about, and there's been perhaps not no one's fault necessarily, but a better education process has to be done. Are you guys actually going course, you're waiting for people that are imminent and potential default. So you can sort of, it's hard to know that necessarily, isn't it?
We're allowed to send letters to people who are currently delinquent on their mortgages.
Yeah.
If they're not currently delinquent, we really can't solicit on this program.
I see.
People have to come to us if they think they're going to be delinquent on it.
And the message, and we actually, Steve Wells, the president of Los Alamos National Bank, when he was on the show in June, we talked a lot about don't wait until you're in that 11th hour. I mean, I think a lot of people are afraid, they're ashamed, they don't understand, and then all of a sudden it's on top of them, and the banks have no choice but to proceed with, you know, going toward the default and foreclosure or short sale, whatever it might be. So the message here is get to the bank sooner rather than later.
The sooner the better, because there is some time. We have to collect certain financial information. We have to do some, you know, we have to pull a new credit report. I mean, we have to confirm some of the information that you're giving us. So the process can take a couple weeks for us to assess your situation, see where your property value is. I mean, there's a lot of requirements we have to fulfill in order for the government to recognize that this modification fits into the program.
Mm-hmm.
And then if bringing the interest rate down to 2% isn't enough, we can actually extend the amortization mm-hmm. out mm-hmm. up to 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that will help lower the payment further. So there's further steps we can do depending on the individual situation.
Before we started the show, we were talking about the fact that, and thank you, whoever is looking over us for this being the case, but Santa Fe is not like a lot of other markets, South Florida, Phoenix, Southern California, where people are facing this kind of default situation, foreclosures. So in essence, the loan modification program maybe has less of an impact here in New Mexico, Santa Fe in particular, because there are fewer people that are facing that problem. Is that?
We're seeing, I mean, compared to national
yes.
statistics, we're seeing a much lower delinquency rate mm-hmm. than most. I mean, we're about half of what the national average is. So mm-hmm. our employment, though high, I think of the last report was 7.2%, is still, running 3% below national average.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's still very high unemployment for our area. But we're not seeing as many foreclosures as a lot of areas in the country, which is good because foreclosures just drive your property value down. The
mm-hmm.
more foreclosures there are, the more downward pressure there is on values.
Right. Gino Thompson, my producer, I think that maybe we are up to a special segment, which is, yes, there's the music, and it's time for another useful insurance tip brought to you by our friends at Hub International. You know, the monsoon season is upon us, and as we say here in New Mexico, we sure can use the water, but sometimes we get more rain than we really bargained for, and wind up with damage to our property. Luckily, we have insurance to take care of that damage, or do we? Well, you know, your best possible solution to the answer to this question is to talk to your insurance agent. This week, I did just that, and I spoke to Bob Pratt, who is the account executive with Hub International, about ways to protect your home against damaging floods. Take a listen to what he shared with me. Bob, I've heard from more than one listener who has told me that during recent heavy rains, the water was so deep on their street that it was well over the curb and rushing into their yard. A few of these folks asked me if they really needed to be worried because they had good homeowners policy and plenty of coverage. But that may not necessarily be the case, right?
Actually, Ray, it could be a problem. Homeowners policies have a water damage exclusion. While not all damage from water is excluded, flood, surface water, and overflow of a body of water fit the definition of what's not covered. Out here, we seldom have the classic large rivers flooding out of their banks like the Midwest or the wind-driven waves of the Gulf Coast. But we do have plenty of streets and arroyos that carry lots of water during heavy rains, and that water doesn't always stay there.
Okay, Bob, but can a listener add flood damage coverage to their homeowner's policy?
No, Ray. Unfortunately, flood coverage cannot be added to a homeowner's policy.
Well, Bob, if that's the case, then what can a listener really do?
Well, it's easy, Ray. The listeners can buy specific coverage for flood damage. If a listener's community has agreed to certain Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, requirements, formerly HUD requirements, this has been around since the early 70s, then he or she can participate in the National Flood Insurance Program. It only covers flood, which is defined as complete inundation of two or more acres of land or two or more properties. Your personal property won't be the only one flooded under a flood policy. The maximum amount of coverage available is $250,000 for a dwelling and $100,000 for contents. For coverage above these dollar amounts, the listener can approach certain excess flood insurance carriers.
You know, Bob, I suspect that some of the listeners right here in Santa Fe will wonder whether getting flood insurance is really necessary. What's your best advice?
Well, Ray, it's important to remember that of the natural disasters that strike the U.S. each year, 80% are floods. 90% of these floods are not declared federal disasters, meaning government aid is not available. Only 10% of all structures exposed to flood loss are insured. What's truly important is that your listeners understand what potential they have to a flood loss and make an informed decision. It's also wise to remember that coverage in the National Flood Insurance Program, generally speaking, has a 30-day waiting period to be effective, unless it's in connection with a loan closing on the purchase of a piece of property. I suggest that your listeners discuss this matter with their insurance agent. An agent will be able to check the flood hazard boundary map or a flood insurance rate map to help any listener determine what his exposure is to potential flooding.
As always, great advice, Bob. And if you want more insurance tips, please go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon, and that will take you right to the Hub International logo. Yes, indeed, that was good advice from Bob Pratt at Hub International. We're going to take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Ian McGovery of Los Alamos National Bank. Please come back. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. We've been having a very useful conversation today with Ian McGovery of Los Alamos National Bank about a number of financing issues. But right now, we're going to actually do our regular Open House of the Week segment, which is also brought to you by Los Alamos National Bank. I have my colleague Mark Williams on the line. Good morning, Mark. Are you there?
Ray, I'm here.
And where are you?
Right. This afternoon, I'll be at number 3 General Sage.
And where is that exactly?
That is in the Sully Longmont subdivision, and it's off of Opecus Trail.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about this house. As you know, Mark, you've got 2 minutes to sell Ian McGovery, Juno Thompson, Ray Post, but most importantly, the listeners on this fabulous property. Go ahead.
Hey, Ray, thank you for having me on All Things Real Estate to talk about this great home at number 3 General Sage. This fantastic home and guest home is situated on a beautiful acre lot. The home was first built in the 1980s, but in 2005, Kevin Hilton of Hilton Homes did a fantastic job of bringing it up to today's standards. The main house is anchored by a tremendously large great room. It features a well-crafted rock fireplace and beautiful views of the rear yard. The owner of this home, Ray, has hosted meetings with over 50 people in this one room with room to spare. The kitchen features high-quality appliances and a simple layout for both working and entertaining. When the remodel was done, they replaced all the countertops with some of the most gorgeous copper tops to the counters, and just made this a stunning showplace. The 3 bedrooms are all large. The master bedroom features a wonderful bedroom area and then a small little alcove for a setting area. The secondary bedrooms in this home are quite a bit larger than most master bedrooms in some of the newer subdivisions. The attached guest house features another large great room, a full kitchen, 2 bedrooms, and 2 full baths. The guest house was used by the current owner to house her parents and their guests. Lots of room there. The separate entrance allows for privacy, yet total nearness to the other home.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, both the house and the guest home features extra large rooms, tons of storage space, and yet a lot of privacy between the two.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there this afternoon, Ray, between 2:30 and 4:30.
Uh-huh. And go ahead.
And to get to the home, the best way to get there is if you'll take Opecus Trail. Right in front of the Quail Run entrance on the other side of Opecus Trail is Sully Lomas Drive. take Sully Lamas Drive one block to General Sage, turn left, and we'll be on the right.
And I think I heard you say it, but I'm not sure. This house is listed at $985,000?
That is correct.
And, listen, I want to encourage all the listeners who are out there driving around, and this is in a terrific neighborhood, to stop by and visit with Mark Williams. Again, you're going to be there from 2:30 to 4:30. That's 3 General Sage. Listen, Mark, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Ray, thanks so much for your show. Have a great day.
You too, and good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Back to my in-studio guest here, Ian McGilvery with Los Alamos National Bank. Ian, we've talked about a number of things. As is always the case, we never have enough time to cover the magnitude of issues associated with financing. But I think maybe we've got a few minutes left here on the show. Rather than going into a brand new topic, let's sort of summarize where we are and give some highlights on the things that we've talked about, special financing that the bank offers, condo financing if you're looking to buy a condominium, and this loan modification program.
Yeah, I would just say definitely give the bank a call. Here's my plug.
Okay, yes, absolutely.
Please give the bank a call if you have any financing questions. We are a local lender, and we understand the local market, and we like to work with local people.
Mm-hmm. And, again, if you're concerned about what you're reading in the newspaper about this loan modification program, don't be turned off by it. The bank is willing to work with you. The most important thing with that is that if you are in trouble, you need to call one of Ian's colleagues sooner rather than later, right?
Correct. And one of the things that that study did point out is that smaller local servicers are much quicker and better able to respond than the larger national servicers, and I would say that that's true in our case as well.
Mm-hmm. One last plug. We've got about a minute left here. Ian, you guys are opening up a new branch in the southern part of the city, right?
Correct, right on the corner of Vegas Verdes mm-hmm. and Sirius Road, mm-hmm. Right basically where the old Yucca Drive-In used to be.
Oh, wow. And I think you've got a sort of a tentative soft opening date of mid-October, is that right?
That's correct. We're waiting for the final drop-dead date, but it should be the second or third week in October.
Mm-hmm. And for anybody that is interested in using this bank, you're going to be full service there, right?
Correct. Full lending staff, electronic banking, you name it, it's going to be a full-service branch.
You know, this is really amazing that in this economy, though I know you obviously started planning for this branch a while ago, but in this economy, Los Alamos National Bank opening up a new branch, bringing in new employees, offering this service, the cost associated with that. In my mind, it sort of suggests that maybe the economy is starting to turn around. What do you think?
Yeah, but the south side of Santa Fe is definitely still growing, and we see this as, you know, a part of the community that we want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And well, provide services for.
Well, and, I encourage everyone to go to our website again, www.santafe.realtypartners. Click on the radio show icon. And when you get there, you'll go to the Los Alamos National Bank logo and check out what all the services that Ian and his colleagues have to offer. I want to thank you, Ian McGilvery, for joining me here today, bringing some fabulous information to the listeners. And I want to thank you, Gino Thompson, as always, my producer, as well as Kate and Jane back at the office for making a terrific show. Thank you for tuning in today. And if you can, would you please join me this afternoon at my open house at 3 Camino Caruso, which is right up next to the opera. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.